Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia.
God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Alleluia, alleluia. Yeah.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. In such a simple way, we are introduced to the apostles, to those to whom the preaching of the gospel, the good news, is being handed over, who shared the faith that we know today, and because of them and their witness of the gospel, we know Christ as our Lord and our Redeemer. They were called, it says, and appointed, that he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. But they never did it on their own. It was always in the name of Jesus, always in the name of Christ, that they had the power to proclaim God's word, to be inspired, that they had the ability to cast out demons. It was in the name and in the power of Christ. We also see that respect for God's presence in the first readings that we've been going through, this book of Samuel, as we've seen already that Samuel was called and directed by the Lord in his own birth and in his ministry, blessed by the Lord and spoke in the Lord's name. And it was Samuel who called Saul and appointed him as leader of the people. And that's that calling is what David respects today. He says, I didn't kill you because you are the Lord's anointed, because you've been called special, because God has called you for this work. Even though you're after me, I still respect that position and that power of God's presence. And as David is going to experience it, has experienced his own anointing and being called to lead and to lead not just in what they want to do, but to listen to the Lord, to speak God's word, to speak God's mercy, and to lead justly and rightly their people. But that challenge to take on authority and to proclaim the word faithfully is always a challenge to us. I know just where my mom lives in Leisure World, recently a fruit tree has been planted near her house, and fruit trees are forbidden in Leisure World because they draw rats and other vermin and things around. But the lady who's the president of this area, it's in front of her house. And she says, I can do anything I want because I'm president. And it's forbidden to let your dogs run loose, but she'll say, I can do anything I want because I'm president. That's not authority. That's not using your authority properly. It's not our freedom because we have the power. It's having the responsibility of carrying out the word faithfully. And so that's our challenge as well, to carry out the word and of Christ, the love of Christ, his healing presence, the message of the gospel. We are called to live it, to let it find a deep place in our hearts, that we too, called as disciples, are entrusted with that word and the power of Christ to proclaim the gospel.